Are you a mother?
And then I've had friends tell me, hey Zainab, the way you are going, you are going to spoil this child. Like you see her as your own source of joy.
Or an aspiring mother.
It's not that I do not want to have kids. It's just the delivery process is what scares me.
Are you single, married, separated, divorced, or a single parent?
Are you concerned about your body and about pregnancy transformations or managing your toddler's tantrums and the general challenges of motherhood they didn't tell you about?
For the baby's brain to develop, the mother needs to eat a lot of good quality protein in pregnancy, and this is the issue we have with a lot of mothers of the lower socioeconomic classes.
Share your stories on Maternity Line.
The tradition is just too much. Sometimes I ignore it too. They'll tell you do this, put your baby's neck like this.
Fridays, 12:15 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. It's Maternity Line.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one talk, news, and sports radio station. This is Maternity Line. I am Zainab Yegin. Welcome to the show. Today we have a conversation on single parenthood. What does it feel to be a single parent? Other many questions that I'll be asking today. Let me have you know that research are emphasizing impact of divorce, especially on a child, to include academic difficulties, social and emotional challenges, potential substance abuse, among others, with less attention on possible consequences faced by most of the single parents. Also, many reports on single parenthood focus on the health and the well-being of single mothers without much data out there on single fathers. Now, according to the international source of global health knowledge, thelancet.com, single parenthood is an important social factor that has been shown to adversely affect health. Stating further, he says, this is largely due to increasing rates of divorce, separations, and non-marital childbearing. When it comes to having a conversation like this, you need research, statistics to back some of these claims up, right? I have a couple of parents joining me on the show today. They'll be joining me in a bit. I'm still trying to get connected to them via Zoom. They are Tony Payne, mother and a nature photographer, joining all the way from US, Los Angeles, by the way. Also, I have a very senior colleague, China Acheru, broadcast journalist with Wazobia FM PH. He is also a single father. Both of them will be joining me right after the break. Be a part of this conversation. Our website is www.nigeriainfo.fm. Our social media handles, Instagram, Threads, Nigeria Info FM Lagos. Like our page on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM. We'll be right back.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Maternity line.
This is 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one talk, news, and sports radio station. We are number one in Nigeria, and we are still very much in that euphoria. Okay, so this is Maternity Line. Welcome to the show. I am Zainab Yekin. Fridays on this dial from 12:15 p.m. we have conversations in the context of motherhood. Sometimes these conversations or the subjects can bother on social issues, even economic issues. Today, I am talking single parenthood. And I want to know, what is it like being a single parent? I have Tony Payne, a mother, nature photographer, also China Acheru, broadcast journalist with Wazobia FM Port Harcourt. Lovely parents, good afternoon. Hello, Tony Payne, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good afternoon.
I should be saying good morning to you. All right.
Good middle of the night.
Good morning. Yes, I mean, good afternoon.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. And Mr. Achero, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good afternoon.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Tony Payne.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Nice. Very fine.
Okay, Lagos, I did establish a bit of background before I went on break. But then again, let me have you know that according to research, the number of women lone parents, that is the number of single mothers, outweighs that of men around the world, facing mainly and consistently financial instability. You can call it crisis. Tony Payne is going to be helping us to make sense of this. Also, another article by Punch newspaper in July 2022 indicated that Nigeria's single mothers constituted about 10% of the population. Contrary to global patterns, Nigeria's single mothers are wealthier, more educated, and experienced less intimate partner violence. But that's not where I'm going. Where I'm actually going is the health part, which the international source of global health knowledge, Lancet, says that single parenthood is an important social factor that adversely affects health. Having both of you on the show, my lovely parents, the report we have before us saying single mothers generally have lower socioeconomic status, they have poorer self-rated health and mental health and hospital admissions. And research is saying that there is less attention given to a single fathers, especially. It's meant to be ladies first, but Mr. Achero, let me start with you. How true is that?
Yeah, I would agree that there is less attention given to single fathers because of where our society goes, right?
Right.
Most people don't believe there could be single fathers, so it's very difficult to understand, because if a family separates or has a divorce, a lot of times, the mother has the kids, or when the father has the kids, he's probably married someone else, or has a girlfriend living with him, maybe. So people don't see a lot of fathers as single fathers. So it's difficult to see a man having custody of his kids, one, two, or maybe in my case, three, still keep his job, still handle the kids, and still not lose his mind. So I think that's why there's less attention on that, because it's not regular, it's not normal. It's more regular on the side of the woman, so there's more attention on that. That's what I think. Yeah.
Tony Payne, I'll tell you why I started with him. I remember you and I had a bit of chat on this conversation, and you also
did
say that it appears men feel left out in conversations like this. Now, we've heard from Mr. Achero. He has just told us why it is so. A reason that tends to tilt more on the part of the women. How would both of you describe your mental health as single parents? Does caring for your words get so cumbersome, stressful sometimes, such that you wish the other person was around to take charge? Talk to us. How is this impacting your mental health in particular? Tony, I'll start with you.
All right. So my take on this is, even in a two-parent home, there's stress. So now imagine in a single-parent home, you're doing the work of two people. There's no one to really bounce off, and there's no one to say, oh, wait, I'm going to take a little break, you take over. It's just you. So you're taking on double the work, and double the work actually equals double the stress. So in them saying that, you know, with single parents, they're more stressed out, their mental health might be in jeopardy, I totally believe that.
Okay.
I personally try to find balance. I try to find balance. My kid is a bit older now. When he was younger, it was a bit more stressful, but now we kind of work with each other, you know. But even with that, you know, you have to balance your work, you have to balance their life, and make sure that everything is in order. And it can be stressful because, again, you're doing what two people should be doing. So I can imagine, the statistics out there, because there's some single parents. Like, I'm fortunate that, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, so I make my own schedule. But there's some single mothers out there that have to actually work on a schedule, maybe work 9 to 5.
Kind of.
Yeah, wake up at 4 in the morning, figure out how am I going to get my kids to school. Probably, you know, sit in traffic after work. How am I going to pick my kid up from school? I remember a time when my kid was still really young. I think I was in Nigeria at this point, and I had taken a meeting somewhere very far, and he was in school. And I was obviously the one who picks him up from school, and I was running late, and I kept calling the school like, oh my God, I'm stuck in this amazing traffic, and it was really, really a stressful situation for me. So imagine parents that have to do that on a regular basis. I can see how it can affect their mental health.
Right. Thank you so much, Tony. I love the fact that you have given the impression that single parenting is not a piece of cake, and the raising a baby on your own, taking care of all your needs, taking care of yourself and all of that at the same time can be stressful. And this is taking me to Achiru. You are a broadcast journalist who also works on Shadow. Are you there, Mr. Achiru? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Now, how do you juggle with this, you know, being a father, a very present father in the lives of your wards? How do you juggle this together with your career as a broadcaster?
I basically have no choice in the matter, so it's something I have to do. Well, I love my kids. I have a very good relationship with them. And they're very nice boys, too. I have three boys. 14, 12, and 6. For the 14 and 12, I have no issues, but they are almost old enough to take care of themselves. But the 6-year-old is a problem. So I have a housekeeper that comes around and ensures that, especially the 6-year-old is ready for school in the morning. So I'm there with them until they go to school. I drop them off in school and then I go to work. One school closes because I leave. My house is just less than 10 minutes from my office. So it's easier for me. It's not like in Lagos, I have to travel long distances in traffic. So I can always, you know, get them back from school and take them home. So I have to be home at least twice every day to ensure everything is okay. And I don't keep late nights because I have my boys at home.
Hmm.
So 5:30, 6, I'm back home. And when I'm not back home at 6:15 p.m., believe me, they call me and ask what's wrong, you're not back yet. I'm like, I'm your father, you're not my father. Because they know I have that schedule. Yes, they know I have that schedule. I'm back at 5:30 every day. So they actually call to find out why I'm not back yet. But they also know that I take time out one Friday a month to, you know, go out and have my own fun in town because, I mean, as we say, this life is not easy. But I have to keep a tight schedule, just like Tony Payne says. Title because it's me, it's my job, it's my family, and it's my boys too. And again, like I said, I have a housekeeper that is there in the morning and of course in the evening just if I come back from work. Right. So I think that sorts out a bit of the pressure that I've gone through. But with that tight schedule, we have a really good understanding that, and they don't give me much problems, they really don't.
Okay, do you get looked down on sometimes when you find yourself in the midst of friends or maybe and you are saying, yeah, I'm a proud single father? How do people take that?
Nah, I can't look down on. Why? I didn't grow the boys, now they're mine. I didn't grow them.
Like, do they take you seriously? Like, you are deceiving yourself. Can a man ever be a single father? Like, do you get comments
if you people do that, but for friends and a few colleagues who have been to my house and see how I'm able to manage my home, they understand me. Let me pat myself on the back. They understand I'm doing a good job at it, right? I don't get lost or confused in the kitchen. I can handle myself in the kitchen. My house is neat. So it's not like I live in a junkyard because it's just me and my boys.
Oh, wow.
So a few of my colleagues and friends who have been to my house, they know I'm doing a good job at it. And when I go out there, I talk about my boys so much. So, those that know about it. It's not something that I have to go ahead and announce that, look, I'm a single father, no. But those that know about it. And I'm never ashamed of it. Because like I said, they are my sons. I didn't borrow them. They are my sons.
Right.
And I'm their father. We have a good relationship. So I'm proud of it. Yes, I'm proud of it. Yes, I'm proud of my sons. I'm proud of the fact that I can take care of them. I'm proud of the fact that we live together peacefully here.
Right. Now,
can I interject real quick?
Please go ahead.
In terms of being proud of, I see that a lot, like, you know, especially on social media, people say single mother, like it's a bad thing.
Yes.
Like, this is the parent that stepped up. So how is that a bad thing? Like, you're the responsible party. How, that's like something to be proud of, that you actually stepped up for your kid and made sure they're okay. Like, it's very easy to abandon children. It's so easy. It's so easy to, you know, dump your kids somewhere and go about your life. It's so easy. What is hard is stepping up to the plate and being responsible, putting somebody else's life above yours. And that's what single parents do. They choose to put somebody else's life, because both parents can decide, you know what, I want to go live my life and do whatever I want. Those kids will, you know, obviously maybe go stay with some family member or whatever, you know. So when I hear that, I always laugh. Like, it just, it makes no sense. Like, when I see judgment towards single parents, I'm like, it just makes any, it doesn't make any sense to me, because you're actually judging the person that's being responsible and taking care of this life. Like, it's such a joke. Like, yeah, I just wanted to kind of say that, like, it's something, like, you should be proud, like, you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Okay. And that's what you have just delved into is now making me wanting to ask you about shared parenting, both of you actually. How important is maintaining share, you know, maintaining equal responsibilities? How often does this happen between you and your ex-spouses? Is this important at all? The kids have to be here this week. I mean, that happens a lot outside of Nigeria. I don't think that happens a lot in this part of the world. Maybe it's now beginning to happen. But Tony Payne, you live in Nigeria. You also live over there. And many European countries already have this arrangement. Is it an idea you would like that Nigeria integrates or be more actionable about? If possible, integrate that into the law. Talk to us about shared parenting.
Yeah, of course. I think it just really honestly depends on the situation. The welfare of the kids always have to come first. If both parents are sane, capable people, and they put the safety and welfare of the kids first, then of course, I think it's very, very important to have, you know, shared parenting or co-parenting or whatever other arrangement you can. And I also believe, like, you know, even if you're not together, there has to be some sort of unity between the two parents. Because again, you know, this child is going to be like, oh, well, this is, you don't want your child to be in between, like, oh, let me choose this one. Even though they usually have favorites, like, I'm pretty sure I'm my son's favorite. Mainly because we spend a, you know, a good amount of time together, and he's used to me, sees me every day. So naturally that would be the case. But in terms of like co-parenting, I'm not sure how it would work being incorporated into the law. I think it should be on a case by case basis.
Okay.
With the welfare of the child being put first. Because I've heard, I mean, Nigeria, I've heard a lot of horror stories. I know not so much here, but I'll hear stories of maybe a child went to go live with the dad, and then the new parent, the stepmom, starts maltreating. Like, there's all kinds of craziness. So you have to make sure, like, whatever situation the child is being put into is safe and okay. And then, you know, obviously do welfare checks as well. Listen to the child. Like, if there's something wrong, don't just ignore it. Things like that. But co-parenting, I think, is very important. I think even when I say things like, oh, you know, vacations together are important. People are like, what?
Oh, wow.
Like, you gotta try and show that you're unified in this thing. You don't have to, if your relationship didn't work out, that's fine. You know, people break up all the time, but then you have this life or lives that you have to make sure, you know, you set a good example for, irrespective of the current situation.
And the
seeing that both parents are, happy and get along, no toxic behavior. I think that goes further.
Okay.
And there's some parents that stay together and they fight every day in front of their children, which is toxic. I think that goes further than being in a toxic home.
Thank you so much. There's something I don't want us to forget, which is quite important, and that is stigma. Real quick, let me get Lagos to jump on this conversation. Are you a single parent listening right now, or do you know someone who is carrying the burden of being a single parent? How does it feel being a single parent, taking responsibilities, including caring for the children, and possibly without any father's contribution? I have a call. Good afternoon, Nigeria Info, Maternity Line.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Then I'll be kidding.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Chief Minister.
Tony and Madam, good afternoon.
Tony, Mr. Acheru?
Yeah.
You are being greeted.
Oh, hi. Hi.
We had a phone conversation, but
you are talking about me.
Oh, Chief Minister.
It's tough. You know, when Memimo were there, Memimo, you always do something for the widows, right?
Right.
Then I called. I said, Wemo, how come you don't talk about widowers? He said, oh, don't worry. I will try and see what I can do. But today, Wemo is no more with us.
But she's still...
My own case. Thank God, when my wife was there, I was close to my kids, right? Growing up, right?
Right.
At times, she would tell them, I say, oh, don't worry, daddy will soon go back to work. This, that. So when she passed on 2014, I was there. Nobody. The painful part that day, I will never forget. My daughter was 12 when she died. Mm. One morning, before 7 in the morning, she just woke me up. Daddy, you know this one? I'm
only I remember the story. Uh-huh. I remember the achievement.
Come out of my eyes. I remember my wife.
Yeah, that's...
But if she's there, she will not say such thing to me.
Oh.
And I go to a radio program. They organize, they will call ourselves parliamentarian, right? They call everyone, widows, come out. I'm there. Nobody mentioned widows. I see what is going on, for God's sake.
We'll keep advocating for such conversation to keep happening, Chief Minister. And I do appreciate, I also, you know, feel for you because you have to now do the role of both.
I thank God for Nigeria Info, our callers. We discuss, we laugh. Sister Peace, Anthony from the
thank
US.
You.
They always there for me.
Thank you
kids.
So much, Chief Minister.
Thank you, Zera.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So it's Maternity Line, and we are discussing single parenthood. I have this message from Sophia, messaging from Beja. He says, good afternoon, Zainab. I always love your topic, and thank you so much. Saying hello to Tony Payne. Tony Payne, they're saying hello to you, and also
hi,
to Mr. Aleru. No, he's not Aleru, he's Acheru. Well done. Thank you so much, Sophia. I have another call. Good afternoon, Nigeria Info, Maternity Line.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Mrs. Zainab, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Mrs. Oboli. I want to commend the two guests you have in the studio for a job well done.
Okay.
I was raised by a single mom, and the onus for her on how to raise me was really, really difficult. And so aside the stigmatization, whatever it is they are passing through, I commend their efforts. They are doing a great job. Posterity, God will reward them in Jesus' name. Have a nice day.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Oboli. Thank you. So now, let's go back to the questions I still have. How do you both manage the stigma that comes with not living with a husband or a wife? Social conditions associated with not living with a man, the general stigmatization. How do you deal with that? Acheru has just said he doesn't get looked down on because he's a very proud father and he knows how to manage his shadows. But how do you still manage that stigma? Tony, you have lived both in Nigeria and in the US. How would you describe social acceptance in both places?
So my take is, like, if you live for other people, you're not going to live. So I personally just don't pay attention to any of it in terms of me, but I do see it. I see people talk about, you know, single mothers or just single parents generally, not so much single fathers. Cause I don't know, right. Like I said to you, like most people feel they don't exist, but I know single fathers exist and I know some, and I know some that are doing a great job with their kids. But again, that whole stigma of, oh, broken home, oh, this, that. I've seen kids that come from a single parent home that turned out beautifully. And I've seen kids that come from a two family home that turned out horribly. So I don't think there's a blueprint to this thing. Like, just make sure you're doing your best to raise your child. Make sure you're teaching your children, you know, how to be good human beings.
Right.
And people are going to have opinions. Like, literally, people will have opinion about Gary and water. So people always have opinions about something. And especially with, you know, social media age, everybody wants to chime into something that really doesn't concern them. So if you pay attention to things like that, you're going to end up just not living. I mean, at the point when I first became, like, you know, when me and my ex first split, it used to weigh down on me, like, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. But then I started realizing, like, these people literally don't matter. Like, they can talk all day, but guess what? When those school fees need to be paid, none of them are going to come and help you. So they don't really matter. It's just, you know, half of them don't even remember what they said the next day, you know? I've met people like that that said stuff about me, and then they were like, oh, I don't remember what I said. And I'm like, really? You know, so it's just, you know, bands just... ignore them. Live your life on your terms and how you wish to live it. And just make sure you're raising your kids right.
Okay. Thank you so much. Mr. Acheru, don't be angry because we are more of women, so we are not trying to push you aside. So we are here. We are back to you. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I asked a question earlier. How do you view social acceptance of this phenomenon?
I think it's more on the women's side because, you know, Nigerian society can be. Mm. I see her. She knows people for a man house. You know, Nigerian society. So I'm sure women face a lot. For me, maybe people will talk behind my back. Just maybe. That will not be keep woman for house. I don't know. They could say behind my back. But like I said, I own it. It's something that's happened, right? My kids didn't ask for it, but it happened. So I own it, I chested it, I'm proud of it, I walk upright, I live on the busy streets, and a lot of people know me on my street because I'm a broadcaster, so maybe they see me and they say things, I wouldn't know, but no one has looked down on me, at least not to my knowledge, and I'm proud of my status as it is, and I'm proud of my voice, I will say it a million times over, so I can tell you proudly, I have not faced any discrimination or, for lack of a better word, people looking down and I've not faced it. Maybe behind my back. But it doesn't matter to me. Not one bit.
And I'm proud of you. I have people trying to call into the show, but I have a quick commercial break. When I come back, I have just one more question to ask and then probably read some messages and take some calls. Do stay here. I'll be right back. Okay, it's back to the show, Maternity Line, right here on 9.3 Nigeria Info. I have been speaking with Tony Payne, a mother, also a photographer, nature photographer, also Mr. Acheru, a very senior colleague from Wazobia FM, Port Harcourt. Hello, good afternoon. Okay, are you a single parent or do you know someone, you know, on this journey? How does it feel to be a solo mother? I mean, some even do it by choice. You know, that is not even prevalent in this part of the world, but single mother by choice. Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Ugo.
Okay.
Driving and I'm listening to your show, and this is the very first show actually I've heard where you talk about single mothers. So thank you for bringing up this topic.
Thank you so much.
I'm a single mother, and my story is initially I couldn't own up to, you know, our society tends to discriminate, say, oh, she's not a beautiful husband house, you know. Yeah. So it started in a very, it wasn't what I planned, you know. I have three kids and they're doing very great academically, sound, socially, doing so well.
But
it happened and my case was more like, you know, this spiritual thing where they said, oh, you married someone who is on the other side of the world and all that stuff. Mm. So it was really bad. It got into more like a, like a ritual kind of case, and then we split up. So it was a matter of life or death.
Thank you so much. And I'm proud of you on what you are doing with your words. I'm proud of you. Please stay strong and a favor will always come your way. One last question, though it is not last question because I have many questions, but time is never on our side. On the part of the child, I would love for us to have this conversation again, but let me just ask you this particular question. Are you open to finding love again, both of you? Is this something you would love to do again? How is this single parenthood shaping your perspective about marriage?
Should I go first or do you want to go first?
Unfortunately,
please go first.
We are doing this again next week. I am sorry.
My friends ask me
we are
how
doing
I
part
stay
two.
Updated with current happenings around me despite my busy work schedules. That's my secret. Everywhere I go, my radio goes with me. In the morning on my way to work, and even in the office, I'm always tuned in to 99.3 Nigeria Info. It keeps me going through the craziness of my everyday. My radio is my best friend. My radio is 99.3 Nigeria Info.